We're here with Archie in our bed. Archie's staring at me because he wants me to begin the episode. We have a little bonus for you today. We went to the Labor Day March last week.
We did. Well, not last week, the week before.
We went to the Labor Day March on Labor Day.
We did.
In Queensland, Labor Day is a completely different day than everywhere else. I think this matches with, like, the World Labor Day more.
I haven't a clue.
And so that's why we went to the march. So we met a few people, we chatted a few people. But before we start today, one of our patrons has sent us, and a dear friend has sent us, a fundraiser for one of their friends. We try to survive temporarily in any way. Most of the foodstuffs have run out, and the remaining small amount is very expensive. We drink what we try to find from water, even if it's not clean, as well as eating. We grind pasta and rice to get flour to make bread, if there is any. And we eat grass and plants because of the lack of food. The conditions are very bad and unimaginable. So that's one of, you know, many stories about what's happening in Gaza. If you feel like you're able to, the link for the fundraiser is in the description. But that'll be there. Let's go to the Labor Day March.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't have a... there's no good segue to that.
No.
But
here's what we're talking about.
Here's what we're talking about. Free Palestine. I'll tell you what. One thing that we did see at the march was a lot of watermelon earrings, a couple of Palestine flags.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We absolutely did. So, solidarity among all peoples.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Enjoy the episode, everybody. And we'll be back next week with some Penny Wong updates. Archie, do you have anything to say?
He's just hanging out. He's getting a little pet. He's looking at me. He's like, well, don't stop.
All right.
Hell yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, well, I've just hit record.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, hey, everyone. We're doing not a live broadcast, but we're on site here at the Union... That's not what it's called. The Labor Day March. Oh, my God. It's just there's so many unions around. It's pretty exciting to see. So it hasn't started yet, and we're just across the street from where it's going to start. I can see the Australian Meat Union, or, you know, Meat Workers Union, the Manufacturing Workers Union. We saw a lot of teachers' unions coming in. We saw there was someone from the Nurses Union on the train with us coming in. A lot of people in a lot of different colors. Not too much. Like, I haven't seen anyone really in, like, Labor Party red or anything like that. Our contact, and by our contact, I mean my friend who's in a union, mentioned that given this is the only Labor Day happening 2 days after a Labor Party won an election, there might be some chat about, you know, how happy people are with the Labor Party. But our plan today is just to speak to a few people, ask, you know, what they're here for, and what they think is going to happen, or not what they think, what they hope to see happen over the next few years. And, you know, get to meet some people who are engaged politically in a way that we've never really been. Which will be really exciting. So, Kieran's here too. He's just mainly going to be holding the recorder today.
Hi.
Anyway, we're going to find our person, see if we can find a coffee, but most of the businesses seem to have closed for Labor Day, which is good. And we'll be back with someone in a few minutes. I mean, from your perspective, it'll be right after I say this.
I'm a delegate with the Services Union.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for chatting with us. How are you feeling after the election, and what do you think that it means for labor movements?
Look, for the labor movement, a labor government getting in or staying in, all it means is we stay chained to a party that serves the bosses much more than the workers. You know, labor has labor in the name, but it's never represented the workers. It's not going to start representing the workers. If workers are going to get anything, then we're going to have to fight for it ourselves. And the way that we do that is through the union movement, but we need that union movement to break with labor so we can fight for ourselves, instead of expecting politicians to fight for us in Parliament while they're just defending the bosses.
So you're from the Services Union. What kind of workers do you represent, your union?
Yeah, so the Services Union represents a really wide pool of workers, you know, mostly kind of community services, local councils. So it represents things from library workers, disability workers, social workers, garbage drivers. It represents a really wide pool of workers.
The Australian Services Union...
Huge, Beautiful. So, hi, I'm Yanni.
I'll take my Bunnings hat off.
We don't have a camera, so it's all audio. Okay. Yeah, so you can be as comfortable as you like. I don't want to outshine everyone I'm speaking to, so I don't do the camera. I'm joking.
I love it.
But, yeah, so who are you? Who are you here, I guess, with? Are you here by yourself today at this... I keep going to say parade, march.
Yeah, it is a march. I mean, it's a bit of a celebration too, I guess, because Dutton's not our Prime Minister today. But also, I think it's kind of symbolic that, you know, a couple of days after the election, we're here protesting, because I think that's really what we're going to need to be doing.
Yeah.
Because we can't trust Labor, obviously.
Yeah.
The fact that they've won a majority actually is a worry, because it means they can push through a lot of neoliberal attacks, and they might have had a lot of promises in the lead up to the election, but we all know that they're basically another party that's serving the interests of capital in Australia. And so really it's going to be what we all do collectively on the streets, in our communities, in our workplaces, on campus, that's going to make the difference. So I've travelled up from the Gold Coast.
Oh, welcome to town.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the rain.
Yeah, sorry about that. Labor Day is like one of those things you don't want to miss. Wherever you live in Queensland, you should get along to your local.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I suppose I'm here. I'm wearing my Free Palestine T-shirt.
I hope to ask, have you seen some interest in union and Palestine solidarity merging those, I guess, activist traditions, activist movements? Are you seeing that over the last year or so?
Yes. I mean, in my union, I'm a member of the NTEU. There's actually a caucus that supports Palestine, and at the union's most recent national conference, there was actually a very good motion passed in solidarity with Palestine, and that took a lot of years of hard work by activists to get the union to recognise the need for it to stand up for Palestine, and also for the boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have seen it, but, you know, I think there could be a lot more. I think part of the problem is that the Albanese government, a lot of Labor-aligned unions have kind of come in behind the government's position, which is, you know, to say...
an ahistorical position.
Yeah, it's basically complicity in genocide. You know, you can't really... What else can you say?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're currently breaking international law by not doing more to stop the genocide, by exporting military parts and weapons that are being used to bomb civilians in
Absolutely.
Gaza.
Absolutely. I mean, breaking laws is what governments do. I know the Christopher Lee government does. Hello. Could you please introduce yourself for the pod?
Yeah, so my name's Josh. I'm the Director of Organising at the Transport Workers Union in Queensland.
And so Transport Workers Union, who does that... I feel like that encompasses a lot more people than people realise.
Yeah. If it's got wings or wheels, we'll cover it. Or if it's related to that, we'll cover it. So, you know, we've got bus drivers, truck drivers, warehouse workers, everyone in aviation, like baggage handlers, security guards... really, if it's in relation to the transport industry, we look after them.
Amazing. I mean, I can see there's like, this is one of the biggest groups that, you know, for the listener, we're on essentially a big street and there's big groups set up in different places. This is one of the biggest teams here. Is it one of the biggest unions?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We're probably not the biggest because we are a bit of a specialised union.
Yeah.
But we usually have a good turnout. We've got a passionate membership. You know, we're regularly doing strikes and taking action, running campaigns. So, we're lucky we've got an engaged membership and they've decided to come out, which is great.
And in terms of the election that happened a few days ago, how are you, if not you personally, but the union feeling about what's going to happen over the next 3 years and what happened at the election?
We're feeling really good. We're feeling really, really positive about it. I think it shows that good worker-friendly policies, making our IR laws stronger and better for workers and their representatives, wins votes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time we've seen real wages really increasing in a very, very long time. despite the challenges we have with inflation, but real wages are going up. And a big part of that is our recent laws, things like same job, same pay, giving unions more power. That's how we do it. And this government's done that, and I think that's a big reason why they were re-elected.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much. And our last question.
Who are we?
RCBU!
Who are we?
RCBU!
Who are we?
RCBU!
Who are we?
RCBU!
I haven't done anything. I do want to ask, what is all of this?
Yeah, so for the listener, we're not a video. So we're speaking to a beautiful woman wearing a 10-gallon, 25-gallon hat, and there's some small vehicles. What's going on?
That's right. So we're apparently leading the parade. So that's a little bit of fun and a bit more of just the usual things that lead parade. So it's got us into a little bit of excitement, a little bit of energy. So we'll drive in behind the police escort. I think the Premier's often behind us with his entourage and things. So at the front, you've got a baby Model T.
Oh!
Model T Ford.
It's a beautiful little car.
Yeah, so that's like when they were born, they were like, Henry Ford made those.
Yeah, right.
But that's like a little third scale version.
This is
a little half scale of a Cobra.
Yeah.
Yep, so 47 Cobra.
Yeah.
Little third scale of a Volkswagen Combi van.
Yeah. This
little third scale of a Willis, World War II Willis Army Jeep.
With a wonderful mixer and some big speakers on it.
Yeah, so that's where the music's going to come out.
Hell yeah!
So I sing, my other guy in here sings. These are just my drivers. Guys.
Of course. Yeah. Your carriage.
That's it. Amazing. So that one's like almost like a real car, that one. It's like got that. High and low range, like a real four-wheel drive.
Yeah, right. So you can actually like go around in it.
Yeah, 8 forward gears, 4 reverse gears. Yes, cool. It's a real little car, that one. It's about 80 kilometres if you want to give it a bit of stick.
Yeah. Okay, we might get a lift home with you. And how tall?
Well, you can jump on the front of that one, sit on the red cushion.
Oh, yeah. I'll need to be in something slinkier for that. I feel like I need to be getting the legs out for that one. No, to really get the most of it. Obviously, we're here at the Labor Day March. You're representing a union here today?
I am, the RTBU.
And that is the?
Rail, Tram and Bus Union.
Rail, Tram and Bus. So how's that related to the TW, Transport Workers Union? We just spoke to someone there.
Well, they're separate unions.
Yep.
The Transport Workers Union largely encompasses road transport.
Yes.
Rail, Tram and Bus is rail industry.
Yep.
Tram drivers, bus drivers.
Beautiful. And that's so, the main like cohort of your union. I can see like a lot of you here from RTPU, so obviously it's a pretty big union.
Yep.
And given the election a couple of days ago, how is, you know, whether it be your thoughts or the thoughts of the RTPU in general, like how do you feel about what happened and what that means for the next few years?
I think it was a profound statement by the people of Australia for one, for who got in, but also for who got thrown out. And I'm talking about Dutton.
Where we are as well.
That's a rather emphatic statement.
It is.
That a bloke that was trying to become the Prime Minister of the country lost his seat.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair statement. Oh, I think it's a profound statement, not only by the people of Dixon, his seat, but by the people of this country.
Hell yeah. Oh, hello! How are you?
Good.
Are you here?
She dragged me out here.
Okay, that's so funny. For context, this is the person I buy liquor from when I buy liquor. It's how we know each other. We're here interviewing people for the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah, nice.
And we were just going to chat with the gang.
Yeah.
Just little, like, 1-2 minute things.
Beautiful. I think I sent you her podcast and everything as well.
If you've been sent a podcast, it's mine.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Hello. We are here with...
Astrid.
Astrid is here at a table representing what was very exciting for me to see, the Anarchist Communist Federation.
Yeah.
So, Astrid, what's brought you here to the Labor Day March? What are you feeling here today?
I'm feeling really excited. I mean, there's a load of people here. This is actually my first Labor Day March. What brought me here is trying to get more involved in the union side of politics. I've been working with the Anarchist Communist Federation for a little bit now.
Yeah.
So,
for our listeners who might not know, who are the Anarchist Communist Federation? And for our listeners, that also is me. I'm very excited to learn about y'all. Who are y'all and what do y'all do?
So, we have three branches. We're federated with Melbourne and Geelong. And what we do is we do a lot of education work. We also do... Like, we're involved in the mass movements.
Yeah.
We're trying to move those movements a bit more towards the anarchist...
Yeah, dismantling of, like, large state structures that can be wielded against people if a bad actor gets involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Hell yeah.
Affiliate stand up and say, no, we're not prepared to be that anymore, because you've done the wrong thing.
Hilariously, we're about to meet the financial sector union.
What does that even mean?
Bankers against banks. Hello. Thank you very much for having a little chat with us. So you're associated with a union, but your union's not here.
Yeah, because I think like the professional union is not very active, I think. In a sense that, like, we don't really march.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a union, but I don't think the members are, you know, very active where we meet in person. Well, at least ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the professional union, who does that encompass?
So I'm an engineer.
Yep.
So I think a lot of, like, engineers, you know, like, blue, like, white-collar people, you know, in the corporate world. And I would say in my office, I don't think anyone is on the union. Maybe there's, like, a handful of us. And the only reason why I've joined was because of my friend.
Yeah.
Like, I know she's very active in the union.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking about, like, oh, should I actually look it up on, you know, for engineers? Is there a union for us?
Yeah.
And there is, but it's not something that we talk about.
It's dormant.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to see out of the professional union? Would you like to see it grow? And is there a reason that people aren't engaged?
I think it's because I feel like office jobs, I feel like there is less workplace risk.
Yeah.
And in that sense, there's a lot less people who would join the union, because in some ways you don't really need it unless something really bad happens to you, which is not very often.
Yeah.
Whereas people on the ground, you know, working, I think that's when, like, you see a lot more risks with the way you work, you know, heavy lifting.
Immediate risk that you can see.
Yeah. But then I don't think people realize that office works can be quite strenuous on your body, like, you know, posture, your eyes. And it's not something you realize until you're like 40 or in your 50s.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh crap, like, I have really bad body, you know, like my posture is really bad.
Yeah.
And it's something that you don't think about. It's the way you sit in the workplace, you know, like the people around you.
Yeah. A lot of backlash here today. So there is a... They are leaving the entire street. Like, they're basically emptying the entire street to allow CFMEU to fit. It is actually really notable how big they are. I'm just going to wander over here.
Say we built this city. Who built this city?
We built this city.
Who built this city?
We built this city.
Who built this city?
We built this city.
And guess what, Labour? We can stop this city too. So bring it on.
Yeah.
Give me a C. Repeat after me, brothers and sisters. Everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
people want to know,
people want to know
who we are,
who we are,
and where we come from,
where we come from,
and so we tell them.
So we tell them
we are the humans,
we are the humans.
Galaxy brothers and sisters.
Thank you very much for chatting with us. Who are you here representing? Obviously, I can see the sign, but the listener can't see the sign. Who are you here representing today?
We are members of ACFS, Australia-Cuba Friendship Society.
The Cuba Friendship Society has been going for 40 years. We do work supporting raising money for projects in Cuba, because you probably know about the United States blockade of Cuba that's been in place for over 60 years.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get any of that in the mainstream media here. It's on the other side of the world. It's a tiny little country.
Yeah.
But it packs above its weight, packs
it
a punch.
It
so it has links with Australia, because they have educators that work in remote areas teaching literacy in Indigenous communities here.
Of course.
They've sent doctors here.
I was about to ask, have they sent doctors here?
Yeah. Teachers as well.
Yeah. It's, I mean, the idea of the Cuban doctor is probably the only positive representation Cuba has in the mainstream media, I would say. Like, it's the kind of place, and like when you say Cuba or Castro, a lot of people shut off.
Yes.
And they don't want to engage with it because they've heard this or that about whatever propagandistic thing about Cuba.
The cognitive war against Cuba, and you know, like Cuba and Venezuela, you know, there's a war going on.
Yeah, of course.
So we're also trying to raise awareness about the illegal blockade against Cuba imposed by the U.S. government.
Yes. And I mean, on the topic of the illegal blockade, I can see you're both wearing watermelon earrings. So I imagine you can, like, how would you describe the solidarity between Cuban supporters and Palestine supporters?
Well, Cuba has always supported Palestine, and it's the only, Israel is the only country in the world that Cuba does not have diplomatic relations with. They feel that strongly about it. So they've always been big supporters of Palestine. So they have a good relationship with Palestinians. They train Palestinian students to become doctors for free. In fact, they do that with a lot of third world countries. They train doctors for free in Cuba on the proviso that they go back, return to their homeland and practice there.
Yeah.
So Cuba provides scholarships to Palestinians every year, so they can study Spanish, study medicine, and go back to Palestine and serve their people.
That's huge. How do you both feel, I guess, about the recent election?
I'm really happy to see that Dutton won't be in our faces anymore. It was a trend that's taken Australia to ultra-conservatism that's horrible. So it's really good he's gone. My seat was Moreton, and we had Rima Nagy standing there.
Yeah.
And I think she ran a great campaign.
Yeah.
Lots of information, lots about policy. She did particularly well in the southern part of our electorate, amongst a very diverse population in that section, which is really good. Even though the Greens haven't done so well in picking up seats, I think they absolutely contributed to the Labor win.
Absolutely.
And they've negotiated things and got some policies through in a, contesting things with Labor. So
they still have the balance.
Brothers, sisters, we've had a lot of support from the ETU and the plumbers, so I'm going to give a chant for them. I say ETU, you say here to stay. ETU!
Here to stay!
ETU!
Here to stay!
ETU!
Here to stay!
Thank you to them two unions that have been with us through this struggle, and they're going to get with us out the other side. So thank you. Put your hands together for them. It's times like these when you know who your friends are and you know who your enemies are. We know who our friends are, and we are very clear on who our enemies are. That's who we are lining up, and that's who we're going to defeat. So I say union, you say power. Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Oh, the CFMU stretches out like 100 meters, I think, in terms of their march. Like, looking to the left, I can't quite see the end of them yet. Looking to the right, they're already going around the corner. I think that's the end of them. But yeah, there's a lot. You could probably hear how loud they were, but they were. That's a big set of people. I just saw a dog in a CFMU sweater. That's beautiful. But that's a lot of people. Like, they are clearly the most powerful union here, I would say, just based on the amount of people they've been able to grass it up for this. That was pretty cool, though. That was pretty cool. The gentleman at the front, really, I mean, they've got lots of good chanters. I think they were probably, like, punchiest.
Yeah, and also there's, this is a really big range of people. You've got older people, younger people. Yeah. You've got a good mix of men and women. You've got families in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, it is a very, very solid union.
It's a very diverse union. That's a good point. Like, I've seen lots of, well, you know, I saw a lot of people with, you know, shirts identifying themselves as First Nations people who are part of the union. Immigrants, absolutely. I mean, it's the widest sector of Australian society, probably, except for, you know, moneyed people. So, yeah. Oh, there's someone else coming. I thought that would have to be the end.
So we're about to have a little confrontation between, well, not a confrontation, but the Labour Party part of the parade is just about to get to where Socialist Alternative are all congregated. They have kind of like an in-person chant going. And SALT seem to be, Socialist Alternative rather, seem to be like mobilizing a little bit now. So they've all got up from their sit-down area and they're coming up to the road. I wonder if they're going to join the rally, if maybe that's the plan, because we are seeing the end of the rally soon, so maybe they're just planning on going into the rally. But I don't know, maybe we'll see a street fight between the Labour Party and the Socialist Alternative. From the Labour Party, I think, is that Madonna Jarrett out the front there?
Might just be another blonde woman.
It might just be another blonde woman. From Melbourne to Washington, there's only one solution: overthrow the bosses in a workers' revolution. And that seems to be the chant that they decided to say, like, at the Labour Party, which I just think
it's... They are cutting into the end, it seems.
Okay, and then...
Just before the CCP... CPA, I suppose.
The Communist Party of Australia. We've got a big picture of Karl Marx. We've got the ladies from the Cuba place we spoke to before. And we've got... I think they're kind of like all joining in together. Look, if that was SALT's big, like, hey, we're going to stick it to the Labour Party, I think they should have been more clear about what the chant was and had less than... That was too many syllables. Sorry. From Melbourne to Washington. That's a whole essay.
Anyway, it seems like they've peeled back. So originally it seems like they kind of like went up behind the Labour Party and kind of like staunched them a little.
Yeah.
But now they've let another group go through so that there is some separation.
Let's go follow this, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and that's about it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have faith.
We were just having an interview. You seem really cool. So I was like, I can't let you go without chatting with you.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's the last of them, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That's what we were following.
And what was your name?
My name is Yanni. It's lovely to meet you, sir.
Wayne Wharton,
and you're here for our listeners.
That's mine here.
All right, so we've got Wayne Kirker Wharton from the Indigenous Party of Australia. You look amazing in that as well. So, Wayne, what are you representing here at the march?
What we represent is our party, the Aboriginal Party of Australia.
Yep.
And so what we're looking at is we just stood for the federal election, but we've got people letting them know that the party actually is here, it's happening,
yep,
and that we've got a lot to do. Yep. And we got 3 years before the next campaigns, and with the help of a lot of you fellas, young people,
yep,
people have got to vote, and we only end up with what we got unless we vote and we take things on board.
What's the best way for, you know, young people, people who hopefully... Well,
I guess if they look up the party,
yep.
Look up the Indigenous People's Party.
Yep.
And they,
we'll put a link to the website in the description for all the listeners.
And you've got that barcode as well.
Grab that one, please.
So, and yeah, take that one with you.
Beautiful, thank you.
And I think it's the way we've got to break down the two-party monopoly, and right around the world this has got to happen, where we disempower the two-party monopoly. And we actually get more representatives of individuals, either smaller parties or independents.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
I think that the Senate in Australia is a good way to do it, because people can still vote for the House of Reps, Labor, or whatever they choose, but they can also get another vote that puts an Aboriginal person in the Senate.
Amazing. All right, so you've heard from Wayne. Thank you very much for chatting with us today.
No worries. You have a good day.
You as well. And lovely to meet you.
Go over to the Ecker Grounds. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So we're at the end of the parade now. A bus is behind us, which is what you can hear. Some chartered buses. I think they're, like, part of the parade, but they're, you know, people who couldn't walk for whatever reason. And that's kind of wrapping it up. We've had a pretty good time out here today. Definitely... met a few people who seemed quite guarded, and I wonder how much of that is just how much animosity there is a lot of the time towards unions. People are not necessarily comfortable speaking to random people. That makes sense. But I think we've had a really good time. We've seen a lot of different unions and saw a lot of people here, diversity in who those people are as well. So yeah, I would call that one a pretty successful day. Kieran, how do you feel like we went?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, nice. Hell yeah. Cool. So that'll be all from us for this little... Not sure when we'll be putting this one out, but this little bonus episode of Shouldn't Have Come, where a couple of days after the election on, I think, the 6th of April or whatever today is, we went to the May Day Parade. And we had a good time. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow us at... you can follow us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to our Patreon, Shouldn't Have Come, SHOULDNTACOME, and you can also email us, that's Shouldn't Have Come, same spelling, @gmail.com. And thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Kieran, any final... Oh, Kieran, how high could a bear swim?
Oh, as high as he likes.
All right, beautiful. Bye, everyone.